think that Gary, would you please provide for us indication?
Gracious Father, thank you for allowing each of us the ability to attend this meeting today. Please watch over those who are unable to attend and those who struggle with weather-related challenges. Thank you for the blessings that you provided to our school. Please continue to bless our mission and all of the students that we serve. Lord, thank you for the outstanding staff and leaders on our campus and in our community. Please continue to guide the leadership at WKU and enable us to clearly see the items before us today so that we can be good stewards for our students, our school, and the community we serve. Amen.
Thank you. The roll call today will be a little bit different. I will do it, and it will have not any particular order. Mr. Miller.
Present.
Ms. Hoskins.
Present.
Ms. Roberts.
Present.
Mr. Bowles.
Here.
Oh, present.
Dr. Hunter.
Present.
Mr. Porter.
Present.
Mr. Zilke. Mr. Johnson.
Here.
Ms. Hughes.
Here.
Thank you, Ms. Johnson.
No.
Lois Gray. I'm looking out for this one, trying to pick the names down here, so I apologize that I didn't have a alphabetical list. We know we are all present except for Mr. Zilke, who's not with us today. Would you show that in the minutes, please? The minutes from October 31st, you have those before you. A motion is in order to accept them as...
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Are there corrections or notations?
Yes.
All right, please.
One small, one large.
Okay.
The small correction is on page 26 under item 6.3.2 on employee benefits plan. This should be amended in the second line of the item to read which it says which reflect premium increases for 2009 for the fifth year in a row. In fact, it should say no premium increases for the fifth year in a row, which is quite different.
It needs the word no in there. Is that
what's
missing?
I'd like to insert the word no between reflect and premium, please.
All right, good. Very valuable catch.
Shines on these things.
What
page? 26. Item 6.3.2.
Oh, okay. And the other question?
The other one is larger, and I would ask for some assistance from the last month's agenda on the proper point of insertion. But I had a lengthy exchange with Dr. Seelig during his report and with President Ransdell about the raises for the assistant football coaches and the cost overrun on the issue of cost overrun on the stadium. And that entire discussion is nowhere to be found in the minutes.
All right.
I did not check my agenda from last month to see at what point Dr. Seelig's report occurred. It usually occurs, I believe, right before Mr. Osborne, when Dr. Seelig could tell me, or someone could tell me.
Deborah, could you
revisit the audio tapes and make sure that
it was fairly lengthy.
Could we then accept these with the notation on page 26 to add the word no, and with also that we will next quarterly meeting we'll come back with corrected minutes to reflect the conversation that was omitted. Debbie,
that will be an open item on your next meeting.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
My question is, can we, with such a huge omission, can we approve these minutes? Or?
Well, if there's something else that needs to be approved, you can always approve that part of it.
Okay.
Pending the insertion of the new part.
Okay.
We can amend the motion to approve, to accept with the insertion of the word no on page 26 as mentioned.
Or you can approve the minutes up to a certain page number.
Okay.
With the idea that that will be unfinished business that will be on the agenda for the next meeting.
So we would have to stop at the bottom of page 25, which is in the middle of the sentence, but I guess that's all right?
It's all right, or you can stop at the beginning of that sentence or wherever you'd like.
All right. So we have a motion and a second, which we need to some way correct. So we can accept them by amending what you said. We approve them through page 25.
You can approve the minutes through page 25.
All right, what do we do to get that in? The person who made the motion, the second, change it?
it's really not a motion. It's just a correction to the minutes.
We did have a motion and a second.
That was for the first one.
You had a motion to accept the minutes.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you don't need a motion to... You don't need a motion to amend that motion.
That's what I'm saying.
To approve it to page 26.
I move that we approve the minutes through pages 1 through 25 and leave pages 25 to the end as an open item for our next meeting.
That's the amendment. Do we need a second to the amendment?
Yes. Second.
All right, we have a second. Any other comments? We're voting now on the amendment first. All in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Now we're voting on the motion, the original motion. All in favor of the original motion, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Second. This has been kind of like going on a merry-go-round. Did we even need to vote on that, Randy?
Well, you didn't have to, but...
Okay. I got to take it. That's what my brain is on. We probably didn't need to do that one. Well, we got a little extra motioning in this one, so everyone's wide awake. Okay. Thank you. At this time, I would like to appoint a secretary to the board. I have, first of all, I'd like to just make a few comments about Liz Esters. I have talked with her a couple of times, or maybe three times since she took retirement, and she's very fond in her memories of all of us, and grateful for her experiences of working with the Regents over the years. Will not come to luncheon today. It's her choice, and told me she just chooses not to come, and to thank everyone for inviting her and wanting her to be there, and she wanted me to let you know that. And after talking with all of you except one board member that I did not have an opportunity to speak with.
Madam Chairman, I hate to interrupt, but I'm... You and I make an appointment because I want to say something.
Yes, I am getting ready to.
Okay, well, I'd like to say, Linda Esters was the duly appointed secretary of this board, and she has not resigned from this board. I would like to postpone the appointment of any secretary until after we've had an executive session in which we can discuss Liz's termination.
Would that be important before... This was going to be a temporary so one could be duly elected.
This is just a temporary for this.
That's a temporary for the next two?
Just for this. All right, that's fine.
That's what my appointment's going to be.
Okay, well, I would like to make a temporary only for this meeting.
All right. I plan on doing it for the next two meetings.
Well, that's this fine. I just have to make it. You can do it in your next
meeting. Well, I'm going to make it, and then if people don't agree with it, they can make vote on it if you want to, whether I can do it for two meetings or not.
Okay.
All right. What I wish to do is to appoint Campbell to serve as secretary until such time as a secretary is duly elected by the board, and with in mind that the responsibilities with that will be the roll call, which I'm sure she will have it in order and not do like I did today, along with keeping a record of our motions and seconds. You know that all of our meetings are recorded and the transcription of minutes are made from that recording of those minutes. And then one of the other duties that the temporary secretary and the secretary who will be duly elected is to review the minutes in the first draft form of those to make sure that as best you remember they're accurate, and that saves errors going forward for us then to deal with here at the meeting. So that would be one of those things to do. And with that, Montana has agreed to do that, and I did not think I needed a motion to do that appointing for that on a temporary basis until such time as someone could be elected to that position. So that's my appointment. Now, if you want to challenge that, go ahead, Forrest.
We may want to discuss it later at the closed session, but for the time.
You can certainly appoint a temporary secretary for the purpose of this meeting. There's no issue with the chairman doing that.
Okay, thank you. All right. So, Tama, would you continue to do that then now you are appointed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and thank you very much. All right.
I would like to do a couple introductions, if I could.
Please.
At this point, before we move into the amendment of bylaws and and Academic Affairs appointment. There are two individuals I'd like to introduce. First, Sheila Houchins began in my office on the 5th of January. Sheila, please stand up. I owe Dick Kirchmeyer, well, I don't have a lunch, but if I did, I would owe that child to Dick Kirchmeyer for stealing Sheila from him. Sheila has been working directly with Dick Kirchmeyer for the last several years, 9 years. She's been in the law profession as a legal secretary prior to coming to work for WKU. And replaces Tori Cockrell, who retired on December 31st. And so we're very pleased to have Sheila on board, and you will be seeing Sheila often and in communication with Sheila a good bit. The other individual that I would like to introduce is Julia McDonald. Julia, please stand up. Julia is currently serving Center Care Health Benefits Program with the Medical Center here in Bowling Green. She has been Director of Membership, Sales and Marketing for Old Stone Club here in Bowling Green, and prior to that was Executive Director of the Commonwealth Health Foundation here in Bowling Green. Has had a number of responsibilities across our community and was offered the position, the second position in the President's office. I worked directly with the Board of Regents. And serve as my scheduler and handle my calendar. She begins her duties a week from Monday on February 9th. So that appointment was just confirmed earlier this week, and so I'm pleased that both Sheila and Julia are now on board. And they both understand the challenge of what was three positions in the President's office is now two positions with the margin that is being achieved in that reduction going toward our 2009 state budget reduction. So they are both hardworking and ready to roll up their sleeves and keep our office on track and me on track and this board on track and moving forward in a progressive and accurate manner. So I wanted the board to get to know both Sheila and Julia, who will be the team working certainly with Debbie and Faye in the President's office, but working directly with me and the board. Welcome to both of you.
We welcome you. Look forward to getting to know you. Yeah. Anything else, Dr. Russell?
That's all.
All right. Item
1. Actually, let me note the reason I had to walk out of the room just a few minutes ago. This is something that the board may have interest in. The governor's office called and talked with his assistant, Katie Allison, would join me. We just orchestrated an announcement from the governor to take place at our men's basketball game tomorrow night. If we would assist the state to gather food and personal needs from individuals who attend that game to circulate to people who are shut out of their homes, who are without power for sustained periods of time, and who are struggling in shelters and other makeshift provisions across the state. And we certainly agree to do that and are coordinating the collection of those things. Actually, after this meeting, Wood and Debbie, if I can catch the two of you, we may need to. Well, we will need to put some plans together between today and tomorrow in that regard. And I must say that we are exceedingly fortunate on this campus and in this community because our storm problems were very minimal compared to other areas of the state, to the north, to the east, and to the west. And most of the other campuses across this state have been hit much harder and are dealing with some really serious weather-related problems. and certainly communities all across the state. And for whatever reason, this storm went around us, and we were spared a lot of damage. We had some, but it was modest compared to other communities and certainly other campuses. And in fact, to tell you how good our staff is, Dick, I got a call from the president of Eastern 2 days ago thanking me because, unbeknownst to me, their systems went down and they had no internet capacity to communicate with their campus personnel and their students and their faculty and staff on their weather-related closings and instructions. And we used our server to put their homepage up and get it to their constituents and their family. And what a terrific thing to do. And somebody in their IT division called somebody in our IT division, and we immediately jumped in and helped, and apparently was a great benefit. And but what a terrific thing to do, and to be responsive. I would expect that's what we would have done, and I hope that other campuses would do the same for us. But I was very pleased, and they are grateful for our assistance. Offered to send grounds crews at least to Eastern's campus, who will be several days digging out from downed trees and other problems. I don't think they're going to need that, John Osborne. I don't think they're going to need that, but I made that offer yesterday, and in fact, I made it at our president's meeting yesterday to any other campus that would need help as well. But we're very fortunate here, and we've been in class all week, and some inconvenience to some of our commuter students and perhaps some employees, but this campus has rocked along in session and on schedule this week, and I'm really proud of our grounds crews for their efforts to get salt down and make sure that our sidewalks and roads were clean, and commend Dr. Birch and our folks in facilities in our police department for a lot of communication and wee hours of several mornings this week to make sure that we were making the right decisions in that regard. So just wanted to share with you that communication that the governor's office is attempting to do, not just on our campus, but with other universities to come to the aid of people who need it this week. Thank you.
It's good we're doing that. We want the students to be involved in helping and being involved in the community, so it's good for the leadership here to reflect that.
May I join us after this meeting, please? We may have campus organizations that can take the lead on that and engage community organizations with the Housing Authority or the Salvation Army or others as well. So we'll be thinking about some possibilities, if you would. Thank you.
Agenda item number 6, a motion is in order to approve the amendments. This is the second reading of the amendments to the bylaws of the Board of Regents. A motion to approve, please.
Second.
All right, we have a motion. Say, are there questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It passes.